Isabel Coe was hailed as a true warrior and a hero for Aboriginal sovereignty by her people today as they farewelled the Wiradjuri leader in a ceremony that hasn't been conducted for more than 100 years.
I travelled a long way and wouldn't have missed this for the world in terms of not just laying our sister to rest, but the amazing memories of her fight for justice for every First Nations person in Australia and the world.
The ceremony celebrated the pride and strong beliefs Isabel had in her people and culture as they sent her to join her ancestors, husband Billy Craigie, and their creator, Bayami. It started when her brother, Les Coe, led 40 Wiradjuri warriors, men and boys, into the dance ground. Following the dancing, Jenny Munro, Isabel's sister, gave a eulogy, followed by her brother, Paul Coe. Her niece, Lorna Munro, said there weren't enough English words to express the gratitude they had for their Aunt Isabel. And she spoke in Wiradjuri. A procession was then led to Cowra Cemetery by the young Wiradjuri warriors and the young women. Jenny Munro hailed her achievement, saying that Isabel excelled at everything. She was a great athlete and an intellectual who mentored and inspired many other sovereignty leaders.
Isabel, to me, was the heart of sovereignty in this country.
Isabel was one of the architects of the Tent Embassy and a founding member of Aboriginal Services in Redfern, and she established the Children's Service.
She was the most liberated black woman I've ever met in my life. And when you talk about commitment and passion for the cause, and someone who was unselfish, you know, in her commitment to the cause, that was Isabel.
She believed in what she was doing. She never detoured from her goals, and she stayed firm and strong and truthful to the Aboriginal people.
Well, footballers are role models. People like her, they're heroes.
The ceremony will continue all day and into the night, it's said, until the Wiradjuri warriors can no longer stand. From Morambi Mission in Cowra, Nancy Guevara, NITV News.